USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Republicans are about to unveil details of their proposal for a fourth COVID-19 relief act. Democrats have one that's already on the table, the so-called HEROES Act, which the Republican Senate has not taken up. Democratic Congressman Henry Cuellar says,
"We want to help people when they don't have a job. But at the same time, we don't want to say, well, you're making more money staying home than actually going to work."
But Republicans say that's exactly what's happening with the Democratic proposal, as it would extend the extra $600 weekly federal unemployment benefit that's otherwise expired over the weekend. The White House has just confirmed National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien has tested positive for the virus. O'Brien, the highest-ranking member of the Trump administration to test positive for it, the White House says he has mild symptoms. This is USA Radio News.
Right now, we're all experiencing something that we've never been through before, and one of the big changes is wearing a face cover. Many studies show that face covers work to slow the spread, but the kind you use really matters because not all offer the same protection. Boomer Naturals offers a highly rated consumer face cover with three layers of comfortable, breathable cotton polyester blend cloth in sizes for adults and children. These are in stock now and ship to you fast. These multi-use covers are also very affordable at about 30 cents a day. One reason why these are so highly protective is each layer is enhanced with nano-silver technology that can aid infiltration, block droplets and tiny particles, and that middle layer is your built-in filter. Boomer Naturals donates one face cover for every order to nonprofits and charities, helping tens of thousands of Americans in need. Order today at BoomerNaturals.com. Use promo code WARRADIO20 at checkout and save 20%. That's promo code WARRADIO20. Boomer Naturals, your source for in-stock face covers.
Hundreds of protesters took to the streets of downtown Portland, Oregon again last night, the 60th consecutive night of demonstrations against what they say is police brutality and systemic racism. The Oregonian reports about 1,000 protesters gathered at the Hatfield Federal Courthouse. Federal officers again responded with tear gas and other crowd control weapons. The late congressman and civil rights icon John Lewis is lying in state at the U.S. Capitol today and tomorrow. There's going to be an invitation-only arrival ceremony for his casket this afternoon, and the public will be able to view Lewis's casket near the Capitol Rotunda later in the day and again tomorrow. The honor in the Capitol follows a weekend of celebrations of his life. Employees at Google are reportedly being told to work from home for at least another year because of the pandemic. And this is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
A Hollywood great has passed away. Here's more from USA Radio's Wendy King.
Gone with the Wind and the Heiress star, Olivia de Havilland, one of the last luminaries from Hollywood's golden age, has passed away in Paris at age 104. The two-time Oscar-winning actress died in her sleep at her home in Paris. She was born to British parents in Tokyo, and she was the older sister of actress Joan Fontaine, who died in 2013 at the age of 96. The two sisters had a famously contentious rivalry. In 2019, the Supreme Court rejected de Havilland's petition to review the dismissal of her lawsuit against FX for its series Feud, Bette and Joan. De Havilland sued the network, stating that Feud's showrunners used her name and image without permission or compensation. Catherine Zeta-Jones played de Havilland in the series that depicted the battle between actresses Bette Davis and Joan Crawford. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
British police are breathing a sigh of relief after a call about a loose panther turned out to be something much less fierce. Officers in West Sussex, England, called to a public park after a reported sighting of a large apex predator. After shining some flashlights, they realized the black panther was actually just a stuffed animal on a park bench. The police department admitted even the officers who responded didn't realize it was fake when they first arrived. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.